Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, slaves of the global plantation! The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a number of technical issues that we're soon to be plagued with at the moment. You'll have to just give me a second to adjust some lighting here. Thought I was ready, but I wasn't. But so, when we get into this in just a moment, there's going to be some very serious issues discussed here and some hurt feelings and things of that nature. So I advise us all to just keep as level head as we possibly can, kind of thing. So you'll have to bear with me while I try to sort out the technical issues. There we go. So let's look at our first little bit of housekeeping. Now, if you haven't listened to the Vinnie Eastwood Show before, been doing it for quite some time, and we'll continue to do it until the day we get exterminated. So if you wish to support us long term, as many, many do, some have been supporting the show for over 10 years, and I'm very, very grateful to each and every one of you that contributes, large or small, one-off or regular. It all helps to pay the bills so we can just keep these lights on, keep this internet paid, and keep me fed so that I can continue doing this work. Now, what does the work involve? Basically everything. Multimedia saturation was the idea. So if you have any media project or idea that you want to go ahead with, I'd advise you to contact me if you donate, and you can have a call with me, and we'll help you with my many years of experience and many different platforms that I'm familiar with, help you to get that idea on its feet and start manifesting it into the three-dimensional world where it is the only place where it's of value. Your ideas have no value unless you put time and effort manifesting them into the three-dimensional world. Words you say to yourself don't get heard by other people. So that's the point of the show, is to turn off the show, turn off everybody's show. Okay, start doing your work, whatever it is, whatever skills, whatever talents, whatever past or history that you have, that's been preparation for what you are about to face and what you must do, what you're obligated to do. That is the main point of the show. The other point of the show is, of course, please donate at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. In addition to that, you can also support my band, Vinnie and the Vendettas. We've been making music for a number of years. Used to be known as the Pakehachis, my mate Mikhail Pierce. And we've got some great music videos, wonderful tracks and stuff for you, especially the best birthday song in the world, basically. All right, and I'm not just tooting my own trumpet here. This is what people have said. You've had people sing happy birthday to you before. Listen to this, and have a look at some of these comments here about how much people have really loved hearing it on their birthdays. You know, so please do take advantage of Vinnie and the Vendettas and to brighten up your day. And you can see the tab on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and you can donate it to us by clicking on the Patreon button at the bottom of the donate page, which takes you here. And at the moment, we've got 13 Patreons, $136 a month. So thank you very much to all those Patreons as well. Now, in addition to that, we do have sponsors here, HoldenHealthCare.com, emphasis on the care. If you guys have been running through the ringer of mainstream medicine, or you've seen a loved one go through it, then you know the need for integrative care. Because when you look at somebody and you look at a single symptom, that's only one story. What Holden Healthcare does is they get to know you, the person, What are your habits? Who are the people in your life? What are you doing for a living? Is it making you happy? What are all the different causes of your current illness, and how can we treat them if we do not know about them and truly get to know you and truly care? HoldenHealthCare.com, specialist in naturopathic oncology. So if you've got a hard to, he's a specialist in hard to treat cases. Okay. And the medical disclaimer is there on HoldenHealthCare.com as well, for those of you who wish to report, David. Speaking of which, Reopen.nz, my other sponsor, Henry, come from Cambodia, so he knows what military dictatorship looks like, and he's starting to see it popping up here in New Zealand. So in order to help out the New Zealand business community, he started Reopen.nz, a directory of unvaxxed, friendly, pro-choice, all-inclusive businesses in New Zealand. And you go to Reopen.nz and click on that button there, add your freedom business, and you can join all these wonderful and diverse businesses all throughout New Zealand that want to reopen New Zealand and end these mandates and things of that nature. Now, bear in mind, there is a disclaimer. The Vinnie Eastwood Show does not encourage the breaching of any COVID-19 rules as per my bail conditions, which I had to sign off on, because if I didn't, my wife and child might not have had a home, let alone any support during the course of the lockdown while I was in jail waiting my trial in like 2024. So, yeah, sorry about that, guys. I can't contribute to the protest or any of these movements and things like that in my usual capacity, and it does irk me somewhat. But I am very grateful for my sponsors, and I'm very grateful for all of you who support the broadcasts. Nightmare on Molesworth Street. This, let me see if I can stand up here and give you a better view of it. Here we are. Nightmare on Molesworth Street t-shirt, your old Cindy Krueger, and down the bottom here is the song, you know, from Nightmare on Elmsworth.
One, two, Cindy's coming for you.
And we'll have a look at the shirt a little bit closer here on screen for those of you who are watching at home. And you can get one of these t-shirts at rebeltees.nz, and you'll have to look through their product section, I think, to about the third page to see the Nightmare on Molesworth Street one. What is Molesworth Street? That is the street where New Zealand Parliament is, where they just recently moved on all of those protests. And it was nightmarish, ladies and gentlemen, was it not? Very traumatizing for me, having actually gone through this and specifically suffering from complex post-traumatic stress in the process. So this was a real difficult time for everybody involved, and my heart really goes out to people. I mean, I couldn't encourage them, I couldn't, you know, direct them or even tell them the lessons that I'd learned about police and whatnot during the, well, during the really hard times. Following my bail conditions and things like that, it was absolutely brutal, and I don't really envy anybody who has to continue to go through that as I have to. So yeah, it's very, very sad to see the country finally being seen for exactly what it is, a complete military dictatorship. Now, let's see if I can. I'm having some problem with my green screen. It looks a bit blotchy here, but it's frustrating me. I didn't really take time to prep everything properly. And this is my backup computer for the show. The main computer is in the shop, and you guys did donate over $900 within 24 hours in order to pay for that. And you donated enough to help us out with the next 3 months' rent in advance. So that is absolutely awesome. And I'm so, again, incredibly grateful to everybody's generosity, especially with the legal costs and things of that nature that we're going through right now. And it's been intensely traumatic for me, and very, very difficult to think, very difficult to actually come back on. This is like the first official broadcast coming back this year in terms of the actual show at the proper time and on a regular schedule of 3 days a week, as I left it last year on the One Great Work Network. And it is March 15th. Ladies and gentlemen, All right. So, yeah, a lot of real difficult times I've been going through personally, and those are now starting to be resolved somewhat. So, let's have a look at the title of today's show and give you a little bit of insight about what we're doing here. Truth, community, infighting, and trauma. What you need to understand. So, for those of you who are new, which I'm not entirely sure there's too many of those in this audience, but nevertheless, you may have been doing your truth movement thing. You may have been engaging in activism just new to this, okay? Now, there have been people before you, before me, before the people who were before me, right? Our fathers, and our fathers' fathers, and our fathers' fathers' fathers. You know, the people have been laying their body down, okay, to have pavers put on the top of them so that the next person in truth who's campaigning for the same thing, ostensibly, can walk over their body and get victory. Okay, and all you ask is that you you remember those who have fallen, those who have helped you to get where you are. And me, I went out specifically. I looked and watched for a long, long time, and by a long time I mean maybe a couple of years, watching people in the American Truth Movement doing what I thought was the right thing. Getting out there, getting the truth out there, interviewing the big guests who've authored books and been doctors and lawyers and so on and so forth. And I realized that the same thing was happening here in New Zealand. I was looking at the news, looking at the truth thing, analyzing the American news, and then looking back and going, oh, same thing happening here. Is there a New Zealand equivalent of anything like the American Truth Movement had at the end of the 2000s? No, there wasn't at the time. So I was like, okay. I quit my job and got a big payout, got my camera and iMac and started going to protests, public meetings, and interviewing all these people, long form, making edited videos and giving the full, you know, recounts of everything that went on. Very intensive work. Did that for 2 years before I got discovered by the American Truth Movement, and they gave me a show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, which was then one of the biggest listener-supported radio networks in the United States. And the people who were there were Alex Jones's former sit-in host, his former producer. You know, these are the people who mentored me. So I came into it with a significant pedigree. So this is where I'm coming from, is that since 2008, I have been involved on a daily basis in damn near every single activism circle in this country, have been to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of protests, made 6,000 videos, conducted 2,000 interviews. That's just the broadcasted ones, 20,000 hours of content about almost any kind of subject that you can imagine. I went out with fear or faith to listen to what people had to say about subjects I didn't know anything about, because I wanted to know and I wanted to learn. Did I go out there to try and teach people? Yeah, initially. I was like, yeah, I can tell everybody 9/11 is an inside job and tell them about fluoride and blah, 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 blah. People aren't interested in hearing what you got to say, and you get this massive rejection, don't you? You have tried, haven't you? And you've seen people glaze over their eyes. You've seen them turn their backs on you. You've seen them just walk out on you, haven't you? Just when you start saying about anything about anything that has any of any kind. All right. So here's what the problem is. Truth, community, infighting. Now, how do you get into the truth community in the first place? Why do you start doing this kind of broadcasting or activism stuff, regardless of what vein you're doing? Are you doing the occult? Are you doing climate change fraud? Are you doing fluoride fraud? Are you doing 9/11 was an inside job? It doesn't matter, because they're all ostensibly connected thematically, if you will, which this theme I call scumbaggery. So let's say you've only just entered into the truth movement and you see two people who you like admire or whatever, that you've watched a lot of their shows and broadcasts and you like them both, having a go at each other, accusing each other of this, that, that, and the other. It puts you off, doesn't it? And you're like, I don't really want to do this, you know, because this is ugly, you know. I don't want to be around that kind of thing. And these stouches can go on for years and years and years. I know, I've been there, I've done that. Had countless psychopaths and friends who were not friends and colleagues who were unhinged, if you will, say all sorts of bad and terrible things about me, but nowhere near as many as you might think. Why not? Engagement. If you see people fighting or accusing people of that kind of stuff, don't engage. Don't give them a thumbs up and go, yeah, you're accusing somebody of being a plant. You're accusing somebody of being a shill. Yeah, I think they're a shill too. It's like, do you? What do you really know about this person making this accusation? What evidence did they present? This is the process of journalism, which I'm not a qualified journalist, but I do and have engaged in journalism and journalists for my entire career. And to say something is a fact has to be based on more than your say-so. I'm sorry. And that's not because of my say-so. That's because of the rules of journalism laid down long ago. Ask the questions. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Okay? Are you a child? Do you go, oh, why is this? Why is that? Why is that? No, you're an adult. Who was involved? What actually happened? Okay, when did this occur? How did they do that? Oh. Well, why did they do it? You see? You get a far greater picture than somebody wandering around in the dark, taking stabs and making accusations. If you just ask questions instead of insinuate. All right? This is what journalism is about. This has nothing to do with your state of mind, your level of maturity, your level of intelligence or something like that. This is a skill set. Okay? What does you not being able to fix a car say about your IQ or your level of intellect or so on and so forth? Nothing. If you haven't been trained, you don't know yet, okay? And you get a lot of people coming into this movement who think that they know the truth about something and how to figure out information that have no experience with journalism or journalists whatsoever. And so they make baseless accusations, wild claims, defamatory statements, and they try to stir the pot. Now, am I saying that the... I got somebody in the chat saying, Wayne Williams, he says, haha, rules of journalism, MSM efforts. No. You're making a critical mistake there. You want to know what the mistake you're making is? The mistake is that you think that the mainstream media engages in journalism or employs journalists. Long ago, all the mainstream media got bought up because acts were passed in the United States and other countries to privatize all this media and give private funding to the state-run media that wasn't fully privatized, and then just basically buy them all out. You went from 800 media companies in the United States to 5, all right, and now to 3 or something like that. Stuff is just disappearing in terms of freedom of speech. Do you think that happened by accident? Do you think the media just was one day all of a sudden completely one-sided, 100% propaganda outlets for the New World Order government? You think they didn't have this planned out over a long period of time and just slowly grind everything into this? All right? It didn't just happen. Corruption is subtle. Corruption is slow. Slowly but surely, they drew their plans against us, gazing upon us with envious eyes. This is the world that we're talking about when we look at the truth movement community as well. Is it an industry? Not really. It's a community. Just like you'd have community currencies, community gardens, and community this, that, and the other, community media is now sprouting up around this country and around the world. And thank goodness for that. All right? From 2008 to like 2020 or something like that, maybe 2018, 2017, I felt almost completely alone in terms of, is there any other broadcaster in New Zealand that is on international talk radio, has an internationally recognized and highly followed YouTube channel, regularly live broadcasts every week, doing proper, formatted, well-produced shows that are live? Do they have international, high-quality, caliber guests? Are they able to integrate all the technology of the day in order to replicate what the mainstream media looks like, but not what it sounds like and not what it talks like? Was there anybody else in New Zealand from the years of 2008 through today who has accomplished all of those together? No. Not till Counterspin came along and been supported by the Alex Jones channel. So for nearly 15 years, I was the only New Zealander broadcaster who had a presence in the American sphere. Now, what's interesting about the American sphere and the New Zealand sphere is that they're virtually identical in terms of personality that go towards these types of movements. Let me explain what I mean. Are you listening to this broadcast having been betrayed by people closest to you in your early stages of your life? Have you questioned authority for a long time because authority abused its power over you? Have you been lied to a lot and suddenly realized this fact? Are you traumatized by the possibility that everything you've ever thought, done, or prepared for is suddenly gone? You've become completely disillusioned. You've removed the delusion. And it hurts, doesn't it? Have you dealt with that yet? Have you dealt with the possibility that the world is run, truly run, by dark occultists, satanic pedophiles, and possibly even aliens? All right? Dealt with these possibilities, not certainties per se, but if it was true, how are you handling it? Could you handle it? Okay? I have gone through many, many, many stages of, dear God, can it not be true? I don't want it to be true. But it is. It is true. And I can't deny it anymore. See, I've gone through stages like that. Have you, okay, really gone through the emotional turmoil that is attached to these logical thoughts, these things that get you into these fight or flight responses? Have you studied narcissism, psychopathy, all right? Have you studied the warning signs, the personality types of dangerous people to prepare you for what you're up against? I guess in many cases, people will come through and they will do precisely what I did, and you will bumble along and you will get hurt. You will get betrayed. You will lose faith. You will regain it back and you'll get hurt and betrayed. And it's a freaking constant process. All right. And most people who coming into this, you know, first, second year of activism or something like that, is it for you? Okay. What do you think you know? Who have you spoken to? Who were your mentors? I've seen people like this. They're everywhere. They think because they watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos, listened to a whole bunch of shows, that they know enough to tell people what to think, what to do, and who is who they say they are and who isn't. They become these arbiters of misconstrued information, and they start fights wherever they go. Why? Because they're not dealing with it. All right. Have you had somebody who watched her husband play grooming games with her daughter and allowed him to rape her so that she wouldn't rape her daughter? Have you had somebody like that in your house conducting an interview with them, a 3.5 hour in total interview when she was here for 6 hours and didn't stop pouring out this horrific, nightmarish shit on you? Have you ever had that happen to you because you care so much, because you want to know the truth so much that you're willing to take on levels of pain that you didn't know existed just so that you could understand what you're up against? Have you done this? Have you spent 3 months trying not to talk to anybody, trying to distract yourself from everything that's serious and real while you deal with that 1 6-hour period of your life where you truly cared about somebody enough to feel their pain, take it on board, and be so badly hurt by it that it takes months to recover? Months. It might have been 3 or 6 months. Have you been there for activists like Penny Bright, who's an activist for 40 years? She was the woman who helped stop the Wellington super city. The plague of Auckland did not spread to Wellington because Penny Bright went down there, because she did her pencil and her paper and her ruler and everything like that and did things in a proper way. Did you live stream her funeral? It was the level of a state funeral. And I was asked because I was the only one who could do it. All right? And I haven't spoken to Penny in over a year. And her partner then told me, you know, Vinny, Penny wanted to tell you that she considered you like a little brother. And she mentored me so freaking much. A lot of women and a lot of men in this country and many others over the years have been my mentors. And I've seen infighting tear people apart. I've seen it tear me apart. Why not do it? All right, so here's the thing. You get into this truth thing and you're like, oh, I'm so traumatized. I see somebody who reminds me of something that I think is in my head, and therefore I lash out at them in order to protect myself. That's what you're dealing with, okay, at all times. Do you think I'm not dealing with this all the time? You think I don't react and say mean and hurtful things just off the top of my head in order to protect myself and then delete and edit and rewrite those comments? Okay? It's a process. What are you trying to achieve? And do you know what you're accusing people of? Now, as you're new, let's say you see this happening and you were just thinking about it. I'm not really interested in this subject anymore. Let's say we're talking about satanic pedophile abuse. All right. And somebody's infighting with somebody else in those circles, somebody that you like a lot, and they're saying a whole bunch of stuff and it's just blowing up and stuff like that. And they don't stop going on about it, and they keep repeating it over and over again and they don't shut up about it. And they're not talking about the information anymore. Are they? They're only talking about other people, all right? There's an old saying, small minds talk about other people, okay? Big minds talk about ideas. Let's think about the ideas here. What are you suffering with? You've just woken up. You've just got into broadcasting. You're just in your opening years of activism. What are you doing? Do you know what you're doing? Or do you just think you know what you're doing? How do you know the difference? What are you trying to achieve? If your ultimate goal is unity, or to inspire others to further action on their own behalf, how best to achieve that? Is it to rant and rave sometimes? Is it to accuse and denigrate? Maybe. But why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Unity, inspiration, the safety of children, the continuation of the free human race. Okay? Does accusing other people who you don't really know, who you have not looked into their body of work or their track record because you're too busy working on your own stuff, what are you trying to achieve by accusing them of things? You know, by insinuating, by playing the social media game, all right? If I've got a problem with somebody, I try to talk to them first. Like, I've seen somebody, for example, accuse a friend of mine of something, or a media article that come out that would insinuate something about a friend of mine or a colleague or something like that. Do I immediately share that article and my opinion about it? No! Generally, it takes between 3 and 6 minutes for me to call that person directly, ask them, is it true? And they'll be like, no, it's this happened, and then this is in, and da, 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 and they answer the who, what, when, where, how, and why, without you even needing to freaking ask the questions. That's what happens when you're dealing with people who get lies told about them. They answer those questions, okay? Often without you really even needing to formulate them into questions themselves, because they have a full grasp of the scenario, especially when you're being lied about. You ever had somebody tell lies about you and suddenly you remember all of the truth, even truth that you'd forgotten about, to defend yourself? That's not an accident, man. The truth has a resonating frequency and your memory is holographic. It compresses that information and that data down and then throws it away, only to bring it back up later as soon as the appropriate trigger is put in. And this is where you find yourself. This is where you find it. If you've been betrayed, if you question authority, then anybody who has any power or influence in any way, your brain considers them automatically, it's no fault of your own, there's no thought process involved here, as a betrayer, okay? As an agent or something like that. Because you've only just discovered that freaking everything you've ever heard is a lie and an agent and stuff like that. And you haven't worked out how to differentiate. You haven't figured out how to sort the wheat from the chaff, have you? All right, it takes a long freaking time. And it's not easy. It's like I say, you're going to get hurt and betrayed, and it's going to be freaking crazy sometimes. The things that happen, all right? People will accuse you left, right, and center of the most insane concoctions that you could ever conceive of. Your natural reaction is going to be to fight back, to attack them, and badmouth them, and all of that kind of stuff. Somebody's just said something about me on Facebook. Where am I? I'm right here. What time is it? It's right now. Is there a threat coming to kill me in the next 60 seconds? Nope. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes. Listen to the sounds around you. Look at the sights. Okay, you're back in reality now. The action that you were going to have, the thing that you were going to say, you shouldn't have done it. You should have edited that comment. Try to understand where this person's coming from. What are they going through? This is what a true intelligence, real high intelligence, is actually about. Am I saying I'm the smartest person in the world? No, I just simply know a few things that I've read and seen and stuff like that in terms of how things are truly valued and what takes the most power of the mind. Empathy. Turn your empathy up to 11. Listen to somebody who hates you, who speaks ill of you, and feel that seething anger, that fear of betrayal, that lashing out in anger and disgust and distrust and paranoia. Feel it! Feel it like it was in your very bones. Feel it like it was the only thing you've ever known and the only thing you currently do. That's what takes true intellect. To really put yourself into somebody else's shoes and understand these dynamics. And to feel their freaking pain, even when they're trying to hurt you. When they are hurting you. And see? That takes something more than personal desire. All right? Your intellect, if you've got it, is a burden. And it is meant to be used to help mankind. And only then, once you do that, does it become a gift. And everybody will hate you for it. Will hate you for your gift. Will hate you for the good things that you do with it. Why? Because they don't have your gift, and they're not doing anything with theirs. They're not performing to their own potential, and so they decide that they're going to hate you instead. Because you think you're better than me. Because, I'm so better than you. You see? When you're not the one creating all of the awesome stuff all the time, and you're just watching other people do it, and then creating your incredibly average analysis and content in reaction to it, you're not contributing to the greater whole. What you're engaged in is not an act of creation, it's an act of destruction. This is what the infighting truly does. You destroy the very fabric of the truth movement with every single person that you accuse without showing the very, very clear, journalistically backed evidence. Ducks in a row. Point one, point two, point three, point four. Here's the video evidence. Here's the audio recording. Here's the payslips. Here's the, that kind of thing. I've only ever really had to do this a couple of times. I've only had to do it for every single political party in the New Zealand Parliament. I've only had to do it for Jacinda Ardern and the Labour cabinet. I've only had to do it for a guy named Pete one time. This is the only people I've ever actually really had to put effort into exposing, principally out of all the thousands of people that I could theoretically have done this work on. There's a lot of charlatans out there. But it takes effort, it takes time in order to just make the argument. And an argument isn't where two people are just yelling at each other. An argument is when two people are listening to each other, relaying evidence and discussing points and going, and there's a back and forth. It's not a barrier between you to have an argument. It's an opportunity. So think. Before we accuse, before we make little comments, do little live streams and things like that about somebody we dislike, something that they said or something that they did, is there a larger story here? And have we talked to this person first? Or are we too afraid to talk to them because we prefer the safety of thinking what we think regardless of how wrong it is, because our first impression is what guides us? You see? There's a really different response here. Somebody tells you they hate you through their words, through their actions, tell them you love them and then block them and never talk to them about them or ever again. All right? They're bad juju, man. The ancients believed that the only way to rid yourself of a curse is to cut off all contact with it and the person who cursed you. There are a lot of cursed people in this world, in this truth community, and you can know them by their deeds, and you can know them by their vibes. Are they doing good work? Great. Do they make you feel something? Something real that isn't just hate and anger and viciousness and accusatory paranoia. Do they make you feel enlightened? Do they make you feel loved? Do they make you feel like you have value? Do they make you feel like they don't actually matter, that it's actually your choices and your actions right now, at every moment of every day, that truly matters? I've already made my choice. I've already taken my action. Have you taken yours? Do you know these principles? The job is to pass on knowledge, not to tear down those who are attempting to at least spread some of it. Are there lots of people who I don't listen to anymore? Because I know that they're compromised. Yeah. A lot. People I used to consider my idols. People who I used to consider my friends and colleagues. Names you would know and recognize if I told them to you. Just know this, that the truth is a frequency. And by the end of any broadcast, are you feeling that frequency? Are you feeling it traveling all the way up into your spine? Are you feeling it in your mind and your heart and your gut? Does it really resonate? Does it get you up? Does it make you do something more than what you were doing yesterday? Then stop listening to it. Start listening to your own voice. For that voice is there and it is your source of inspiration. These people on the radio, even me, we are trying to inspire you. And if you keep watching us after we've inspired you, after you've got your own ideas, after you can get out the door and start working against the new world order in your own unique and wonderful little colorful ways, if you aren't motivated to go out and do that on your own volition, then you have not been inspired at all. And we have failed in our task. You understand? When I got arrested, there were maybe 150 people that we organized within hours after a snap lockdown. We asked them to come out, and they did. And they even tried to protect me from getting arrested. Antoinette James got choked by a police officer who was young enough to be her son. And she couldn't swallow for 24 hours afterwards. You feel that? That was my failure. That was my cowardice. That was my reactionary position. Did I do it? Yes, I did. There's video evidence that I did. But that is the cost that we have to pay sometimes, is that when that happened, you who saw it happen should have known then, just like the protesters in Wellington should have known, but never for some reason even suspected, that you cannot trust the New Zealand government, the New Zealand police, to respect human life, your rights, or your freedoms at all. And they are dangerous, deceptive, coercive, and murderous. This is the depth of pain and suffering that I went through and then made a documentary about it to try and teach people this. You cannot trust them. And unfortunately, people still went out and they still had faith. And I couldn't tell them not to do it. I couldn't tell them different ways to act and behave because I signed these bail conditions that I'm now going to have to live under until my trial is over, if it ever ends. You know, making that one choice to get out and be able to pay my family's rent for the roof over their head because they didn't have my bank accounts and I was being denied access to a phone call and couldn't give it to them. They had me over a freaking barrel. What choice did I have? And now I'm suffering the immense consequences of this system. And the people who can help me, the people who've been through it and done it and gotten out, who did it correctly, won't help me. Because I was suffering so much and suffering the loss of my two best friends and my entire web presence got deplatformed. You know, all of these, and on top of being arrested and suffering the worst panic attacks ever I had, because I was taking time to recover off from that, I may not have seen a message that somebody wanted me to share, and therefore that person accused me of being controlled opposition. Simple as that. Is there a who? Is there a what? Is there a when? Is there a where? Is there a why? Is there a how? No, no. Just, this person didn't do this one thing that they didn't even see, and so therefore, they're dirt. That's what it's like when you're in the truth community sometimes. Generally, the response that I'll give to things like that is to give them love and compassion and that kind of thing. So I rebuff their negative energy, send them back positive energy, and I give them an opportunity to prove whether or not they're a decent human being or a piece of trash. Trash are very, very easy to spot. All you got to do is act clean around them, and they will trash you badly. You see? Nobody knows how to write a really nice, caring, and sympathetic, and empathic response to somebody's hate-filled garbage and lies about him better than me. You should see me work. It's incredible how it starts out, how it ends out. Why? Because I don't want enemies. I want friends, people I can rely on, and I need to be able to differentiate between them. And the only way you can differentiate between somebody who is just traumatized and somebody who has a personality disorder, who literally can't tell reality if it slapped them in the face with a wet fish. The only way you can tell that is if you respond to their hate with compassion and kindness and understanding. And as soon as they continue the hate, you know then what you are dealing with. And they've made the choice, not you. All you did was find out the truth. You see people stouching online? Ignore it. Okay? Literally. 99% of the time. Don't even bother talking to people about it except privately. All right? Personal issues between people need to be kept personal, private. You know, that kind of thing. Because honestly, this is supposed to be a show that we're putting on here at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, no matter who's live streaming, no matter what they're live streaming about or how serious they are putting on a show for you, something for you to watch, something that benefits your life. Don't let your personal issues cloud the true things that you're going after. Goodness knows how many people in this country I could expose the living hell out of. And you know what the response would be? Exactly the same response that has happened every other time I've tried to expose somebody who was a visceral, provable, nightmarish character. nobody listens. And they're still successful and have plenty of victims lining up by the thousands to this day to join their cults of personality, to hate the people they hate, love the things they love, and absolve themselves of any personal responsibility of figuring out what they can contribute to this world. That is the truth. Doesn't matter how nice a person you're trying to be, the vast majority of nice people who help people out and stuff like that, who try to do the right thing and be seen to be doing it, do it so that they can camouflage the mean-spirited, distrustful, disloyal, unthinking, angry, and disgusting individual they truly are. Okay? Oh no, they can't be that bad person or something like that. Look at all these nice things that they've done for everything like that. Exactly. That's what they want you to think. I've come out from day one saying that, guys, I'm the bad guy here. All right? I'm not pure of heart. I have horrible desires and thoughts and vicious tendencies just like anybody else. The only reason why I consider myself the bad guy is so that I won't accidentally turn into him. People accuse me of doing this for the money. He spent 15 years, he spent the prime of his life from the ages of freaking 24 to 37 getting paid like nothing and surviving on the bones of his ass for the money. For all the acclaim, you know, like, go Google Vinnie Eastwood. Just look at all the friggin' anti-angry Vinnie Eastwood propaganda from mainstream media that comes up. My name is Mud. I'm doing it for the fame and acclaim. It was just the insanity, all right, of these claims is hilarious to me, because the person doesn't do the one thing that would take seconds to confirm or deny. Do a simple search, even on a New World Order news engine. And just because of what the mainstream media says about me, you kind of can trust me, can't you? Because of how corrupt the mainstream media is. Everything they say is the opposite. I mean, and once you're in the truth movement, you know that, don't you? If you ever find yourself agreeing with the mainstream media or the majority, it is time to seriously reevaluate your position in life. I mean, I think that's a Mark Twain quote or something like that. Nevertheless, coming back to this kind of thing, I'm very, very glad and happy that you've all been here. Let's go to some of your comments and stuff. And oh my goodness, there is actually quite a lot of comments to go through. So let's see if we can get it through in here, just to say hi and thank you to everybody. Scott Fraser, thank you very much for coming on. Chris Young, thanks very much, bro. Chris has been a sponsor for a long time. Lovely guy, helping me admin the pages for ages. Excuse me, I'm just going to have a big sip of coffee here before I go to your comments. Okay. Chris says, there's way too much infighting. I'd rather see constructive criticism of another's approach or information while pointing out the good points an activist is presenting. If people can't work together, then just do their own thing. I only think there should be conflict when a person or organization is being dishonest and or destructive to the cause they claim to promote. You know, and it takes a lot to push somebody into that. It took me three years to really definitively nail down and try to destroy a psychopath. And it cost me freaking everything. You know, it cost me my life, basically. And Wayne Williams, who made that comment about the journalism and that kind of thing, he said that was actually his point about the controlled media. Yeah, bro. Ben Jones, Richard Kinzett says Ben Emlyn-Jones has made the case for shill tribunals to resolve matters in-house. This was actually part of the guerrilla media thing that a person stole off me, was that you do need a tribunal of kind of like learned elders and experienced truth people who've been through this and seen it happen many, many, many times. So all have a discussion with the two people involved in order to resolve these issues non-publicly. You know, this is a great idea. I completely agree with everything Chris was saying as well. And I realize this in arguments is that when you're arguing with somebody, you know, maybe that you love or you're in a partnership with or in a cause together with or something like that, it's work. All right. It really is a lot of work, and you have to focus on doing the work of resolving the issues rather than going to our base desires to just be reactionary, as it were. Sapphire Rose Kahu has Ardern profited personally from the COVID policy. That would be what Penny Bright would say. She stood up and asked John Key, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, is he personally profiting from New Zealand's growing indebtedness, considering he's got shares in the Bank of America at the same time New Zealand was loaning money off them in record amounts at standard rates? You see, and you get all these predictable responses from politicians who don't really answer the question. You ever seen that? You ever seen a question being asked to a liar? The liar doesn't frickin' answer the question. They don't say yes. They don't say no. They just dance around it and try to convince you that they're the kind of person who would never do such a thing. All right, that's how liars frickin' work. And there's a lot of that in government and the media. You know, that kind of thing. You ever try to ask them questions? Oh, well, there's a range of different options. It hurts me in my brain places to see people even bothering to ask questions about these people even more. You already know they're a scumbag. Look up Jacinda Ardern exposed in 7 minutes or less. All right. It's on my website, Jacinda Ardern and the Labour Party Exposed. Just have a look at the work that we've done to already expose these people. You already know they're liars. You don't need to talk to people or pay attention to people who are liars. Why? Because if you do, it's going to fill your head full of all their lies and make you angry and stuff like that, when you should be talking to people who are talking the truth and getting shit done. All right? It's not enough to talk the truth. You actually have to accomplish something. You know, what have you got to show for it? What did this achieve? Etc., etc. That kind of thing. There has to be a bare minimum of productivity within the truth community, I swear, because this content doesn't just create itself, ladies and gentlemen. Live streaming apparatus and background images and green screen stuff like that, they don't work themselves out. It takes time, effort, skill, expertise. If you want to know any of these skills, if you want me to share my expertise with you, please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and click on the donate button. And you can donate via PayPal weekly or monthly or one-off or into the Kiwi Bank or become a Patreon of the band. And as soon as you've got that and you can click on the link down the bottom, click here for your special rewards and you'll be able to contact me, have a private call. I'll give you any advice or help that I can with my many, many years of experience in damn near any kind of form of content creation. Do you want to do audio only? Do you want to do just a simple video? Do you want to know how you prepare for a show? Do you want to know what you do after a show? Do you want to know how to archive? Do you want to set up your own website for free within 60 minutes? Do you want to set up all your passive income revenue sources so that when you're doing your shows, you have people donating to help you create more immediately and long term, so that you don't have to have another job that is compromising your time and your effort that you would rather be doing saving humanity from scumbaggery? If you want to know any of that, make a donation. Click here for your special rewards on the Vinnie Eastwood donate page, and I'll frickin' give you a hand. All right? It's not that hard to reach out, but it's really hard to reach out, isn't it? As soon as you pick up that phone, as soon as you make that call, you've made a decision and you're into action, all right? And your life is going to unfold in the direction that you take. Give it a direction. Take action. Doesn't have to be to get help from me. You might have everything you need in you and around you right now to start doing everything you always knew you could do, but have been putting it off for one reason or another and doing things that make you miserable instead of excited about tomorrow. Don't do it, all right? What do you want to do? Wait until you're like 50 and then die on a Monday morning between the hours of 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. from a frickin' heart attack? Statistically speaking, that's the most likely cause, because it's just about the time that you'd rather kill yourself, your body would rather kill you than go to that job again? No! Don't do that! Stop listening to the Vinnie Eastwood show. Stop listening to everybody! Start doing whatever the frick it is you want to do! Okay? Your brain is telling you, hey, you can get out of the cap! What are you doing? You've already heard this information. You know it already. Why aren't you putting it into action? You know, that kind of thing. Your brain is screaming at you all the time. And it doesn't tell you to hate on people. Doesn't tell you to accuse people. What it tells you to do is to help people in your own unique, special, interesting, and intricate way. Because you are just as interesting. You are just as complicated. You are just as hard to deal with as anybody else. And nobody knows what they're doing in this life either. Okay? Who gives a shit? Ladies and gentlemen, what have you got to lose? Your life? Your freedoms? Your family? You're already going to lose them. These people are not going to stop what they are doing unless they are stopped. Show them no mercy. You know how much mercy you're showing them by sitting there watching somebody else's show, not doing what you're born to do, what you're bred to do, what you're meant to do? How much mercy is that? That you give the rulers, the would-be kings. They do not deserve it, for they shall give you no mercy in return. Be hard on yourself, but be good to yourself as well. Yes, get out of bed in the morning even though you're depressed, and spend 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, doing something that makes you happy. Doing something that creates something that doesn't exist. No matter how everything tells you, combine your thoughts, combine your emotions. You've been arguing between them. I feel this, but I want to do that. I have to do this, but I want to do this. You know, that kind of thing. No, 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 no. Your thoughts and your emotions should not be arguing. They should be negotiating. Find your path. Don't measure it with somebody else's yardstick. This is your life. This is your path. It is ending one moment at a time, one step at a time, and each moment that you head closer to the end of that path, you had best be heading uphill. You had best be trying to find your way to the top of that mountain of truth. Many religions have thought of this concept that there's a one truth. There is, but it's multifaceted, and it's refracted and reflected, it's coloured and it's black and white, it's contradictory. That is the one truth. There were two ascended masters from completely different beliefs, but each of their beliefs shared one thing in common, that there was a mountain of truth. And they did it. These two ascended masters. They meditated. And one pops up on one side of the mountain of truth. Oh my God, I see it. I see the mountain of truth. And the other guy pops up on the completely opposite side of the mountain. I see it. I see the mountain of truth. And they hear each other. And the mountain looks different from either side. One guy sees it. And it's got these two big boulder formations at the bottom and a big shaft that goes up the mountain, a little sort of boulder formation on the top. And on the other side of the mountain, there's these various cascading ridges that come off the top of the mountain and have to kind of have a bit of a convex hole in it. And the first ascended master says, "Oh my God, it looks like a pussy, you dick." And the other ascended master replies, "No, it looks like a dick, you pussy." And the other person replies to him, "Don't call me a pussy, you dick." And then the other ascended master replies again, "Then don't call me a dick, you pussy." Look, the only reason why they can't realize that they're both staring at the same mountain of truth. It's the same true of us all when we have these little disagreements, is because we're either being too much of a dick or too much of a pussy to see things from the other's perspective. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Ladies, gentlemen, slaves of the global plantation, the Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes.